Hello everyone, welcome to the Nerd One Podcast. I'm your host, Vincent, and today I want to talk to you about the Netflix show, The Witcher. So, a little backstory for you on this. Originally, The Witcher started off as a book series by a gentleman over in Poland. It's two books, I believe, so far. Then it turned into a series of video games. Now, it is a show streaming on Netflix. So, the show does focus on three main characters. The first one is Geralt, the Witcher himself. Yennefer, yes, Yennefer with a Y, who is a sorceress bent on becoming the most powerful sorceress available and alive, and Ciri. Now, Ciri is a princess of Sintra who is displaced and searching for Geralt after a kingdom is destroyed and the queen, who is her grandmother, is killed. Now, this series actually started off episode one with a big bang. It really came out swinging. Because it starts off with Geralt the Witcher basically fighting a monster. And he, you know, goes to town on that little guy, or big guy, I guess. One thing is, as the series progresses, you kind of learn the origins of the Witcher. Because when you first start off in the series, he's really kind of a mysterious character. He's really unknown. All he knows is that he has blonde hair, people call him a mutant, and they kind of explain why as the season goes on. But one thing I want to make you aware of on this series is really pay attention to the scene you're watching. The reason why I say that is because they do a lot of time jumps. So you'll notice that they go back and forth on the storyline. Episode 1 really deals with the fall of the kingdom of Sintra. And from there, you kind of get revisited a few times, different perspectives on what's going on. But really, the fall of that kingdom is kind of the central point of this, because it really sets the motion of the season where Ciri is, you know, looking for Geralt, the Witcher, you know, basically to, you know, guide her and to protect her. One thing also to kind of keep an ear out for is the names of the kingdoms. So there are a lot of kingdoms, you know, in this series. And you'll notice that there are a few that are very important. But really, if you can, keep paying attention to the names of the kingdoms. If you can, the king or queen of those kingdoms. Now, I'm trying to keep this kind of spoiler-free because I think it's a series that works very, very well. I hope people are watching it. They have renewed for season 2 already, which is phenomenal because, honestly, I really enjoyed it. I mean, the sets were amazing. Where they shot on location was amazing. The acting was phenomenal. I really liked Henry Cavill as Geralt the Witcher. I think he did a good job. He was that kind of dark, brooding, you know, kind of character. The costumes were awesome. The swordplay was phenomenal. The designs of the creatures, the characters, really how everything was laid out just worked out so well. Now, like I said, there has been an announcement that season 2 is happening. I believe it is coming out in 2021, so we have some time to watch this, speculate over this, rumor over it, maybe buy the books of it, because really, I hope that's what happens with this series, and really all series are based on books, that people will actually go out and buy the books, read up on it, because I know the series itself is an interpretation of, you know, what the director feels it needs to be. But it never hurts reading the source material. It's really awesome on what it is and what it does. So, a couple things on that for season 2. Now, a very large battle happened in this season. I'm not going to say between who, between what, but they don't really tell you the result of it all. So you can kind of speculate on that. And also, after everything, you know, unfolds for season 1, where does the Witcher go from here? What does Geralt do now that, you know, certain things have happened? And also, The biggest question of all, I know everyone who's listened to this, who has seen the series, is asking themselves these questions. Will the Bard return? Will he write more songs? Will he be more, generous with his stories about The Witcher? And will you toss a coin to The Witcher? Will you? I know you will. So, I'm going to make this short and sweet for you guys. So once again, my name is Vincent. I am your host for today. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, all the above of that, please let me know in your chosen social media platform. For now, you can find me on Twitter at nerd15, that's NERDONE 5. I'm also at nerd1podcast.com. And also, you can find me on anchor.fm/nerd1. So for now, I am Vincent. Have a beautiful night, beautiful day, whenever you listen to this. And I'll talk to you later.